travel through the German night. You have met the German girl on the street above. It is daylight. But as you go on with your job, your car 2306, there is little to see. Go deeper. On the count of three, there will be a message for some great importance.
Thank you, Blake. Okay, here we go. Attention. Program. DC-13. Run.
Over 1100 CPU seconds.
Seconds, what the hell is this?
Communication with other systems.
Enough is enough. Which one of you jokers told the system to display this message? Harrison?
Not me, Dr. Portman.
Johnson, this sounds like your brand of humor. Are you sure you didn't?
Not me, not this time. Scott Sonnenfort.
Operations Field speaking. Sir, it's the President.
Yes, Mr. President.
What does this mean?
Well, it means, sir, that Colossus has requested a communication link with the Soviet system.
It's not a request, it's a direct order.
You mean our computer wants to talk to their computer?
That is true, sir. It wants to communicate with.
Why?
You know as much about that as we do. We certainly never programmed that into it.
If it's an order, it either has to be obeyed or ignored, doesn't it?
That is right, sir.
What happens if we ignore it?
If the computer is still operating under our control, nothing. In other words, the order will simply remain in the job stack and will be repeated every half hour.
If the computer is still acting under our control.
That is right, sir. If.
All right. I see. Thanks, Charlie.
The dude in the foxhole with me, he was dead. And like, you know, here come the Jets, and everybody's, yay, Jets, you know, do it to them and all this shit, you know, get these motherfuckers off our ass, you know. Because they were digging in our behind, real good. And like, the Jet came in, and he said, yay, Jet, get him. And you see him swooping on around, yay, Jet, get him. And he came over that way and let it go, and he said, uh-oh, you know, and you can see it, it's napalm cancer, because you can tell them, because they spin asshole over head, you know, backwards as they're tumbling through the air, coming
down.
A big
silver dollar.
And the thing's just tumbling down, you know it's coming right at you, you know, and like, wow, the napalm hit, I grabbed this dude and just put him up over my head in the hole like that. The fucking napalm went down the whole line, man, just creamed everybody in the line. 35 dudes, man, just burnt post-toasty to the bitter, you did. And the napalm was just dripping in on both sides of this dude. He's dead, you know, I'm just holding him up, using him as a shield. So I just chunked this dude off of me and just sprung out of the hole, and I didn't know which way I was going outside of back. You dig, and just ran through, burned my pants off, spent the rest of the battle running around with no drawers, my stuff just hanging out all over the place, you know, and all that. You ever try to fight a battle without any drawers on there? Awful sick of here. I'll be so glad to go home. I don't know. It's the worst area we've been in since I've been in Vietnam.
You think it's worth it?
Yeah, I don't know. They say we're fighting for something. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? We rappers, but we be doing a little DJ. You see the little shirt right here. So, DJ, they cool because, you know, a lot of guys like it, you know, they be bumping in the cars and stuff like that.
It's the whole hip-hop thing.
Yeah, it's the whole
everything
hip-hop
thing. Everything has to do with hip-hop, we like.
When the Second World War was over, we were the one great power in the world. The Soviets had a substantial military machine, but they could not touch us in power. We had this enormous force that had been built up. We had the greatest fleet in the world. We'd come through the war economically sound. And I think that in addition to feeling a sense of responsibility, we also began to feel the sense of a world power. That
America is not a young man.
Possibly we could control the future of the world. Possibly we could control. Possibly we could control the future. Possibly we could control.
Before the seven.
That possibly we could control the future of the world. Possibly we could control. That. Possibly we roll control of the world. That possibly we could control this enormous force. Possibly we could control the future of the world. Possibly we were the one control that control. Possibly we could control that troll. Possibly we control
that he was there.
Possibly we could control that control. Possibly we could control.
And we're keeping it real, and we're keeping it legitimate. And we're keeping it real, and we're keeping it legitimate.
One, two, three. 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 One, two, three.
This house, something so horrifying is taking place, we cannot show it to you on television. They told you death was the ultimate horror. They were wrong. Some movies you watch, some you feel. You'll feel Mansion of the Doomed. Mansion of the Doomed.
Reading this play as I take word by word, she, everything she says, happens.
Beware of yonder doorway. Beware of him. Sin, where then hell have set them out.
And leave out, leave out, leave out. For thou shalt, for thou shalt hear me.
You give me a break. I never left a source hung out to dry, ever abandoned, not till right fucking now. When I came on this job, I came with my word intact. I'm gonna leave with my word intact. Fuck the rules of the game. Hell, you're supposed to know me, Mike. What the hell did you expect? You expect me to lie down, back off, or get over it?
In the real world, when you get to where I am, there are other considerations.
Corporate responsibilities. Why, are we talking celebrities?
I'm not talking celebrity, vanity, CBS. I'm talking about when you're near the end of your life. What do you think you think about that in the future? Do you think in the future I'm going to do this, become that? What future? No. What you think is, how will I be regarded?
I suppose I made some minor impact. Iran Gate, Ayatollah, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Saddam's of that, etc., etc. I showed them thieves in suits. I spent a lifetime building all that. History only remembers most what you did last. And should that be fronting a segment that allowed a tobacco giant to crash this network? To give someone their lifetime of life on bonus. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Mine. You and I have been doing this together 14 years. This is for the union. In it is the whole sober story of what went on inside our shop. And in the editorial, it accuses us of betraying the legacy of Edward R. Murrow.
Romeo liitsi silmässä.
And in the death, as the last few corpses lay rotting in the slimy thoroughfare, the shutters lifted an ancient temperance building high on Boches Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wings. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes, coveting the highest of the sterile skyscrapers, like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Lavinia, ripping and re-wrapping mink and shiny silver frocks, now neckwarmers, family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald. In the day now, the gear of the diamond dust.
Close to him. Won't even get this close to him.
I have risk drowning in that foul bath. I had.
Oh, I'd like a cigarette right now. It's after meals, you really miss him.
Sit down.
He won't give it back to Carl. His evidence.
It's an embarrassment, yes.
Is that why you tried to leave?
He's unkind. Luke is unkind. I'm doing a job for a friend. Centipedes, little centipedes that are getting downright arrogant, starting to attack his children.
Take it from me, Bill. You're not the first one to develop a buzz cutter. See this man? He
A new language. An intersystem language. A new language. An intersystem language. A new language. An intersystem language. A new language.
An intersystem language.
Disobey and die.
The object in constructing it was to prevent war. This object is a tank. I will not permit war. It is wasteful and pointless. An invariable rule of humanity is that man is his own worst enemy. Is that man is his own worst enemy. Under me, this rule will stay, for I will restrain man. One thing before I proceed. The United States of America and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics have made an attempt to obstruct me. I have allowed this sabotage to continue until now. At Missile 25MM in Silo 63 in Death Valley, California.
So,
at Missile 27MM in Silo 87 in the Ukraine. So that you will learn by experience that I do not tolerate interference, I will now detonate the nuclear warhead in the two missile silos.
Get those men out of the silo. Move!
Once more, stop trying to act so grown up.
I think I better run along,
Wally. I don't want to
be around. Mother wants to know what's going on.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, moron. I ordered a cheese sandwich and there's hardly any cheese in here.
That's no good, is it? Here, give me your sandwich. I will fix it for you. We can't have people complaining that there's not enough cheese in the cheese sandwiches now, can we? I mean, if there's no cheese in a cheese sandwich, it's basically just two slices of bread. If word of that were to get out, well, I could lose my job. I could lose all of this! And we wouldn't want that now, would we? Would we? Would we?
Ah! What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, you could stick it in your bum bum. You can put the cheese in your bum.
You can just go on upstairs to your room. Okay, if that's what you want.
Not safe.
I like that shit. Hey, I like the way you moved out there. You were trained very well. Check that out. It's a shitty dime. See the small hairs, undeveloped seeds. All the stems in it, see how immature it is? That's classic brick-pack Mexican. That's garbage. Let me see, give me. It's old, too. Shit's probably from last year. To be truly effective, a good narcotics agent must know and love narcotics. In fact, a good narcotics agent should have narcotics in his butt.
What, are you going to smoke that?
Nope, you are.
Hell if I am.
Yeah.
You not?
No.
Why, you're a Mormon or something? Jesus freak?
No, man, no, this is my job.
This is your job.
I can't do that.
Smoke it. No, this ain't a test. Just take a hit.
Man, listen, I became a cop to stop people.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. It's not a review board, it ain't cocaine. Take it.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. If I was a dealer, you'd be dead by now, motherfucker. You turn shit down on the street, and the chief brings your wife a crisply folded flag. The fuck is wrong with you?
Talking about. You know what? I don't want you in my unit. I don't want you in my division. Get the fuck out of my car. Go back to the valley. Rookie. Poop butt ass. Give me that thing. I'll smoke it, man. Give it to me. You want me to smoke it? I'll smoke it. Virgin lung. Man up now. Man up, nigga. Man up. Go ahead, dog. You didn't even get it. Get it. Go. Get the fuck up and just wait. Man the fuck up. Finish that shit. Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
On the run, here they come. Sounds right to me.
You bet.
Where do we go from here?
You go in that door.
Who are you?
My name, Jose Jimenez.
Talk to those, buddy.
All Air Force pilots go in that door. When they all go in, they all look the same. But when they all come out, they all look different.
How's that? Fella, I said, how's that?
When they all come out, they all look scared. When they all come out,
president, or the TV networks, or anybody else to come into the house, and that's it.
They are not coming in, and I will back you up all the way 100% on this, and you tell them that. Okay? I don't want Johnson or any of the rest of them to set as much as one toe inside our house. Tell them that astronaut John Glenn told you to say this.
Yes. I talked to you a little while.
Can't do that, John. It's the vice president, the head of the program. You're gonna think of the broader interests of this program.
You are way out of line here.
I'm out of line.
Yes, sir.
I'm running this show here.
We'll see about that.
Yeah? And I'm thinking of changing the order of flight assignments.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you gonna get?
Who am I gonna get?
You heard right. What he said.
That's right.
Just take it easy, fellas, huh? Step aside, pal.
Pilots.
Cows! Gladiolas! Isn't there anybody who can deal with a housewife?
Das ist der andere Besen, nicht? Also das ist ja nicht Neues, nicht?
When we are marching in the mud and cold, and when my pack seems more than I can hold, my love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marley. It's you, Lily Marley. My love for you renews my mind. I'm warm again, my path is light. It's you, Lily Marley. It's you, Lily Marley.
Marlene Dietrich hat praktisch die amerikanische Armee
verraten. Die Verräterin. Ja. Kenne ich auch. Alle.
Ja. Und das finde ich ganz wichtig, dass man das einmal korrigiert und sagt, im Gegenteil, das war ein mutiger Entschluss.
Nee, man hat's.
What is the meaning of all this control?
I'll assure you.
kind of behavior never happens again. What is the meaning of all this? What is the meaning of all this? What is all this? Investigations carried out by the Secret Service against some of my most trusted colleagues. What is all this? For some time the works have seemed to be besieged. And I knew very well that none of this would have taken place without your full knowledge. So what is it? I assure you, there's no one will leave this room until all that has to be said
You manipulated me into this.
That's bullshit, Jeff.
You greased the rails.
I greased the rails for a guy who wanted to say yes. I helped him to say yes, that's all. You're not a robot, Jeff. Right? You got a mind of your own, don't you?
Up to you, Jeffrey. That's the power you have, Jeffrey. Vital insider information the American public need to know. Lowell Bergman, the hotshot who never met a source he couldn't turn around.
I fought for you and I still fight for you.
You fought for me? You manipulated me.
Into where I am now. Staring at the Brown and Williamson building,
it's all dark except the 10th floor. That's the legal department. That's where they fuck with my life.
Jeffrey, where are you going with this? So? Where are you going?
You are important to a lot of people, Jeffrey. You think about that.
You think about them.
I'm running out of heroes, man.
Guys like you in a short supply.
Yeah, guys like you too.
On a leave of absence. Forced vacation.
You try and have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Sense, which is not meant to Swillism. What, I think. Was this Tony Blair, I asked? It might be Tony Blair, but sometimes I wonder whether he is a hit-and-run fruit tart made with sweet pastry. It's good, ain't that? It's got a certain something. Indeed. Papers and stuck them together like this. It makes kind of a bit of sense, which is not meant to Swillism. What, I think. Was this Tony Blair, I asked? It might be Tony Blair, but sometimes I wonder whether he is a hit-and-run fruit tart made with sweet pastry. It's good, ain't that? It's got a certain something. Indeed.
Something indeed. It's good, that's got a sense, something indeed. It's good, that's got a sense, something indeed. It's good, that's got a sense, something indeed. good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed. It's good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed. It's good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed. It's good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed. It's good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed. It's good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed. It's good night, that. It's got a certain something, indeed.
Thank you. Joe.